I guess let's just start with, you know, you guys, one, have been playing pretty well as of late, and I guess you got to feel pretty fortunate that, you know, your destiny is kind of in your own hands at this point in the season, right?
Well, no question about it. You know, you want to get to a point where you're not really looking around what other people are doing, and that if you just take care of your business, again, you can control your destiny. So we're certainly at that point. We're focused on the task at hand, and that's the New Orleans Saints this week.
You know, how have you guys been able to kind of deal with the, you know, the distraction from the last couple of weeks, you know, off the field, and really kind of come together and win these last couple of games, considering everything that had happened?
Well, it was a tragedy. It was a tragedy for all of us, and it was a life situation more than it was a football situation. You know, Jerry Brown was a member of our team, a 25-year-old man, young man who had his whole life in front of him, and he's no longer with us. So you know, that was something that was very difficult for all of us to try to understand and try to get through. I do think we came together as a result of it, and we helped each other get through it. And I think our team did a really good job somehow, some way, processing the tragedy, and at the same time maintaining some focus to be able to play football. It was particularly hard the first week, but it's equally challenging last week for different reasons. So he was a big part of our team, and you know, he's not here. So again, it's a life situation. I think our team has done a good job trying to support Josh Brent as he's going through some really challenging times, and all the while maintaining a focus on football and what we need to do from that standpoint as well.
After that loss to the Redskins on Thanksgiving, it could have been a really low point for your team, but you've come back with three straight wins. The way they've reacted to that loss.
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, having to overcome the different adversities and challenges over the course of a season. And, you know, it's rare that a team doesn't lose a game. And, you know, the games are so competitive each and every week for every team in this league. And you have to be able to respond to losses and to challenging and adverse circumstances. And I think our team has done that. We believe we have the right kind of guys on our team to be able to handle the inevitable challenges and adversities of the season. I think our team has done a good job responding to that loss against Washington.
Jason has a distraction that is more off the field, I guess. The Sean Payton, the speculation, the rumors, the stories that he might be replace you in Dallas at season's end. Has that been a distraction for you? Do you pay attention to that? Have you had numerous conversations with your owner about it, or what?
Well, we just focus on what we need to do to be our best. And, you know, we have great challenges every Sunday in this league. So, you know, we have to make sure our focus is right. And that's something I preach to our team and to our football players. And certainly as coaches and as individuals, we have to live that as well. So there's always a lot of stuff going on the periphery. We just have to focus on doing our jobs as well as we can do them.
What about, you know, we know Sean and Jerry have a good relationship. I mean, does that... do you kind of understand why this kind of, there's been fire, you know, fuel to this fire because of that, and his history with the Cowboys, and then his situation where he might be a free agent?
Yeah, again, I'm focused on what we need to do here. You know, Sean's a great coach. He's a good friend of mine. He's done a great job in this league for a long time. But, you know, I'm focused on doing my job as well as I can do it, really each and every day. And that's what I'm trying to do. We got a great challenge this week against New Orleans, and we're trying to have a great Wednesday.
Jason, would you say Tony Romo is playing his best football right now?
He's playing very well. There's no question about it. I thought he played a particularly good game against Pittsburgh last week. You know, made a lot of little plays in the game. He made big plays, made very few bad plays, and led our team in a hard-fought battle against a really good defense, the number one defense in the National Football League. And I thought Tony had a real good day against them, as did most of our football team. But you know, he certainly played well. And you know, the great thing about Tony is always trying to play better, and that's what we like in our players. And he's working very hard to do that again this week.
How have you? How's Dez Bryant responded with the finger? I know he played through it, caught a touchdown, and he's decided, and you guys have decided he can play through this thing.
Yeah, you know, Dez is such a tough guy, and he has such a passion for playing. So, you know, there was no way that, you know, he was going to stay out of the lineup. And, you know, got to a point last week where we felt like we could protect him and also he could be functional and practice a little bit at the end of the week, and then did a really good job in the game. Like you said, he scored a touchdown and made a couple other plays in the game that really made a difference for us. So he's played awfully well. He's really grown a lot as a player this year. Showing up every week and really being a factor in the ball game, and last week was no different.
Hey, Coach, looking for a Saints opponent's perspective on Thomas Morstead, the punter, and if you don't, I don't know how much you pay attention to special teams, but I wondered if you had any thoughts on him. He came out of SMU in the Dallas area, and he's...
Yeah, he's had a great year for them, a great year as a punter. He obviously has a huge leg, and, you know, he's directionally punted very well, hangs the ball very well, and has been a real difference maker for them. And then similarly on the kickoffs, he's unbelievable, knocking the ball out of the end zone. So, you know, it's amazing the impact that a guy like that, just the strength of his leg and his consistency with his direction, how he can impact a ball game and really negate returners. He's done that all year long. He's had an outstanding season.
Being the coach for such a high-profile team, you know, we're asking you these questions, and I know you don't want to answer them, but it's something you have to deal with because of, you know, the owner, and everyone knows, you know, Jerry, and he, a high-profile guy. I mean, how challenging is it being the coach of the Cowboys when there's this, that, the other, and then you got to deal with playing a game?
Oh, I think every head coach in this league has a variety of different challenges they have to deal with, and you know, you want to embrace those challenges as a coach, and you know, I try to embrace them each and every day, and you know, it's a tough league. It's hard to win on Sundays, so what we're trying to do collectively in this organization is to somehow, some way, put our best foot forward, and you know, we believe in preparing hard and preparing well, and the challenge this week is the Saints, so we're focused on that, and we embrace all the other challenges that come with the job.
Jason, when you guys were, I think, 3-5 or 3-6, forgive me for not knowing exactly where you were, but you've had to win 5 of your last 6. Have you guys approached the last month and a half of the season as if it's like a playoff mentality, or your approach to each and every game?
Well, we always try to approach, you know, focusing on the task at hand, and that goes back a long way. You know, that starts in training camp about focusing on this practice, and you know, in football you have football plays, and you want to make sure that each of the players and the coaches, everybody stays focused on the next play, and so that's a mantra that everybody hears around here. It's something we believe in, so it's really no different, regardless of what our record was at the midpoint of the season. You just got to come to work. Try to be your best each and every day with each and every task that you have to get ready for that game on Sunday. So that's what we've always tried to do. We've done a good job of that lately here over the last half of the season.